To the letter of the Hebrews. It's going to be the last session on the High Priest of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to look at the qualities and the works of his nature as our great High Priest. And just to be helpful, most of these will be beginning with the letter P. He's a permanent High Priest, he's a perfect High Priest. He was predestined to be High Priest. He put away our sin, made propitiation for our sin. He's very personal towards us, and the prophecy is that he's coming again. Amen. So we'll look at all these tonight, and I hope be encouraged by the truth of it. So let's first of all look in Hebrews chapter 9 and read something there of his chapter 7 of Hebrews, and see something there of his permanent position and permanent nature as our great High Priest. Hebrews chapter 7 and verses 24 and 25. Hebrews 7, 24 and 25. And you can see this is about the nature of the greatness of this new priesthood in the Lord Jesus Christ. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. He's permanent, he's continuous, he's unchanging, he's unwavering, he's there for us all the time, he's praying for us tonight, talking to the Father for us, as in any meeting. And he's acting as a high priest and intercessor for us. Unchanging. Permanent. That's encouraging, isn't it? He's a perfect high priest as well. Go over to chapter 10. So he's a permanent high priest. He's a perfect high priest as well. Let's go over to chapter 10 and look at verse 19. Chapter 10, 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. He is a high priest who also promises so much. There are hundreds of promises in Scripture which are encouraging to us. He's a perfect high priest. You can see what he's done. His blood was shed and he perfectly redeems us, permanently redeems us. We are secure in him in every possible way because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And in verse 20 it says, he is the new and living way. And he consecrated for us. He dedicated himself. That veil of the temple was rent in two. So the symbolism is that we can go into the holy place and we can meet with the Lord there. So we're encouraged to draw near with a full heart and a true heart, with a full assurance of faith. We can hold fast to the profession of faith. He is perfect high priest who's made everything possible for us to come to him and to be faithful. He made a promise there. Go back in chapter 9 verse 15 with me. Chapter 9 verse 15. For this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, the law, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. That is a permanent truth. Definite. There's no question about it. We are his. And we belong to him. He will never let us go. And he has called us. He called. Those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. That's your assurance. You are called to this position, this place before the Lord. And this is a promise of the Lord. And that he is, in a sense, of course, we know from the scriptures that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So all his redeeming work was predestined even before the world was. In Ephesians chapter 1, even before the world was created, God the Father planned to send his Son for our salvation. So it's an eternal issue, planned way before anything was ever created. And bugging, isn't it? That's in Ephesians 1:4. So he was predestined, and so were we.
Hallelujah.
So everything is foolproof.
Thank you. Oh.
Unchanging. That's our safeguard. And you can stand with boldness. I want to be bold in coming to the Lord because of your relationship with him as our great high priest. All that he's achieved for us as well. That's amazing, isn't it? We have an eternal inheritance. Would you go back, please, to Colossians? The letter to the Colossians, just a little way back. Colossians. You can see our wonderful secure place in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12. Let's start there, and then we'll go to chapter 3. Colossians 1:12. We are encouraged, you see, to give thanks to the Father who has qualified us. You are qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. And we're to give thanks. He has qualified us. We didn't do anything to achieve it. We didn't do anything to buy it or purchase it or make effort for it. He qualified us by all that he did. The high priest himself, the Lamb of God, became a sacrifice. He's high priest and sacrifice. Isn't that amazing?